Okay, so we're beginning Klal Ches, and hopefully we'll finish it very quickly, so we'll be able to get to Klal Tes, which is the most practical, essential perek of the whole Hilchos Lashon Hara Nechilos. So the Mechaber says in Klal Ches, Yesh Harbi Dvarim Shasur Mitam Avak Lechilos. Some things are only included in the Isar of Avak Rechilos. It's not actual Rechilos, it's only Avak. And I'll to give you a few pointers, and the rest you can figure out yourself. Keep going. In other words, if somebody goes over to Yankel and he says, you know, Yankel, somebody asked Yankel about you. And he says, "V'heishiv al zeh shisku." Anyway, it's the idea. My era, my year. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about him. So in this case, if somebody goes and says, you know, when they asked about, you know, Yankel, and then you go to Yankel and you say, you know, and this guy asked about you to him, he said, "I don't want to talk about it." So there, he didn't say l'maisa negative. L'maisa didn't say negative, but he says, "V'chol kiyetsu zeh shemisapel yeich shemidivrei pliny near maz olav shaloi koyin." In other words, you understand that things are not so glot when a person answers, like, "I don't want to talk about him." So therefore, that's considered avak or chilus if it goes back to the other person that this is what he said. That's one example. That sometimes if you praise somebody to somebody else, that also may turn into avak rechilus. So he gives the example. In other words, it's not good if there's two partners that you go to Reuven and you say, you know, you're Shimon, your partner, you know, who writes out checks from the business. He is such a gavaldig about stuck. It's mamish gavaldig. Whenever I go to him for money, he gives money. Now that, telling that to Reuven, is basically what they call snitching on Shimon. Now Shimon is not doing shalokadin, he's not doing something shalokadin, and he's not really saying a real gnai, but he's saying something which could bring about an aggravation. Oi, le'isha bifnei bala. You'll tell the wife, your husband is so generous, whatever I ask him for, he always gives tzedakah. And meanwhile, his wife is grumbling, I ask for, you know, to get new shoelaces, and I have to, you know, pull teeth to get shoelaces. So he says, "Shehet evimay b'halva, I've been a sinat tzedakah b'shilam starsok here. Sheshilam lekaroi, paid me nicely for the job I did. Ki motzi hu aydezeh lahalas tarumas b'leiv Shimon al shutafei Reuven. Sometimes Reuven has tainas and Shimon has tainas in Reuven. Ufamim sheyisuv aydezeh leRuven hezek amachlekes, and that could cause now dissension amongst the partners. V'chein liishal bala, that's going to cause the wife is going to be upset with the husband." Or the husband will be upset on his wife that she's a little bit too great with certain things. Then he's wasting the money. Then in case you come and ask a guy if he could do you a favor, and he says, "I can't." So then don't say, how come when he asked you to borrow the car, you gave it to him? Now that guy is going to be upset that he told me that he always gives him the car whenever he needs it. So therefore, that's also the way. He didn't say something negative, but Lamai said that's going to cause some dissension. Why did you tell people about that? And now I can't get out. I can't say no. Because this guy is like, you know, making me feel that way. So here the Chafetz Chaim gives a very interesting example of avak rechilus. Because if somebody comes over to somebody else and he says, you know, you're fat. So Lamaisa, it's not a gnai, that's just the way he is. Or if you say you're old, so it's not a gnai, that's the Metzius, Lamaisa, he's old. And it's not a gnai to be old, I hope. So he brings the Rai from the Yerushalmi about with Avram Avinu and Zokain, my husband is Zokain, and there it's called Avak over there. Why? Because it's not really a gnai. But lemaaseh, if somebody comes over to me and tells me I'm fat, so it doesn't really make me feel that good. So it's not a gnai, but lemaaseh, it's something which is makes one uncomfortable. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, interesting, that goes into the gather of avak rechilus or avak lashanar. In other words, it would be avak rechilus if somebody goes in and comes back to me and says, you know, this guy said you're fat. So lemaaseh, he didn't, you know, say an avla, he said the truth, but it hurts a little. So he says, when you tell it to the guy in the face, he doesn't exactly feel so good about it. And then the Chafetz Chaim tells us, a person has to keep a secret if a person tells him something in a secretive manner. Even though if somebody told me a secret, and I wanted him to keep it a secret. I mean, he told me, he wanted me to keep it a secret. And I go tell somebody else. I'm not snitching on anybody. There's no snitching over here. Nothing negative. First of all, it could be that if the information gets out, it could damage him. If, let's say, he gave me some information about a great place where he buys his stuff. And it could be a reason that it could ruin my plan. And also, and that alone also is a corruption in midos. If a person entrusts me with something and I go against that trust, and I'm not loyal to that trust that he put into me, that also is considered mavir al das bal soid. Okay, so now we begin Mezuz Hashem Klal Tes. So he says, "Hinei le'el b'hilchas yisuri lashon hara be'yar nu be'ez oifin mutal l'sapa lashon hara mechel misnayik shloi kashur binyonu binon l'chaveiroi." Now, as we've spoken about, when is it mutter to tell some, to talk about somebody who is doing something that is that damages somebody else? And the question is, am I allowed to tell about what that guy is doing in order to try to help this person retrieve money or get back what he needs, or even to get the person who did the avla, even to get him to ask mechila of the person? That's also considered a teilas. The yavta v'chal zeh nevor be'ezoy from mutal lios rochil l'chatchila. In other words, when are you allowed to snitch? Am I mesaper hazeh mechavim b'sifur l'salik anezokim? In other words, when am I allowed to go and snitch to somebody that this person who's coming to do ask you, so to say, for example, like he gives the first example. If I say that Reuven wants to become a partner with Shimon, and I know Reuven wants to become a partner with Shimon, I know that that's not going to be a good thing for Shimon. It's not going to be a good thing if Reuven is going to be his partner. So now the question is, for me to go and snitch on Reuven to Shimon, for me to go and tell Shimon that it would be bad news for you to join with Reuven. So now I'm snitching about some information that I have about Reuven to Shimon. So am I allowed to do that if I believe that it would be detrimental if Shimon became a partner? So he says, so in that case, if I know that it would be bad for Shimon to be a partner, then I'm obligated, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, I'm obligated to go and tell Shimon. However, you have to fulfill five conditions, and therefore we'll start those conditions with Hashem tomorrow.